Finally, time to try another coffee, a new coffee, a coffee I haven't had before. Although I'm so familiar with Guatemalan coffees, but I haven't had this particular one. Guatemala coffee, San Patricio El Limón. It's a washed pacamara, catuai, catura, and catimor. My God, and it's grown at between 1375 and 1225 meters above sea level. So quite high, a dense bean, a lovely bean, and it's been roasted by Clemson and Son on the new Lorin. And I've cupped it with them. I liked it on the cupping table. I've got it now. Just pushed it through the R58 Rocket dual boiler PID espresso machine. And it's just oozing thickness, richness. And the other day, I walked past a charity shop and I saw a couple of glasses that were really dinky. They're really not espresso glasses, but the glass itself is very thick. It's a nice shape. It opens up a bit more, so it's got a very wide opening. And it's got an embossed flower, I would say it is, on the front of it. And it just, drew my eye to it, got my attraction. Two of them, so that's really nice to have, two of the same glasses if you want to do kind of one shot with a double-sprouted porter filter. But as you know me, especially when I try new coffees, I've always got the naked porter filter in the machine. And, this coffee is just unbelievably thick and rich and treacly-like, very sweet. I'm going to just have another sip. This is lovely. And I think I'm not mistaken by saying this comes also from third world coffee source Nadine Rash, who I've had the pleasure of having quite a few green beans come through Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ as well, that I've roasted on the hot top, which came out really lovely as well. Such a diversity within Guatemala, which is quite unbelievable, really. And, it's just a lovely coffee. In fact, Clemson's kind of guide you towards stewed green apple sweetness. Well, I can really work with that. That's not far off. There is a sweetness. There is, if you think about stewed apples, I mean, there's a thickness about it as well. There's kind of this malic acidity, which is lovely. So different to, let's say, a berry acidity. So different to a citrus acidity. Really quite special. And the treacle finish they guide you to, it's very thick and rich and it's this beautiful. I'm sure this would take to milk quite well too. I'm enjoying it as an espresso and I'm loving my new embossed glass, which is not really an espresso glass. I don't know what people would actually drink in that. It's not even got would it be for a spirit? It doesn't have any lines or anything on it. It's just a lovely glass and I'm enjoying this. It's thick, so the glass itself is thick. So that means that it keeps the warmth of the espresso for quite some time. So, all I can say is I've missed not brewing for a while and I've missed not trying a new coffee for a while. I've had the pleasure of having quite a bit of the market blend, the new Caravan market blend, which is a new blend, which is beautiful. Still have a little bit left of it, but I was just itching to try a new coffee today, which I've done. Thanks all around. Thanks to Clemson's. Thanks to the Loring's. Thanks to Guatemala. I love Guatemalan coffees.